Thank you all very much for coming today. My name is Moonsub Lee. I'm a PhD student at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Today in my presentation, I'd like to give an overview of a multifunctional buffer on marginal land. The main function of an agroecosystem is to supply marketable products such as food and fuels. However, if designed and managed properly, agroecosystems also have the potential to support ecological and cultural functions. With this concept, I would like to introduce the perennial buffer on marginal farmland. The benefit of perennial buffer associate the primary with the increasing biodiversity rather than their influence on carbon and nutrient loss from a watershed. So for example, here is a farm. I took a picture in 2016. Every year, the edge of a farmland suffers from the seasonal flooding. So corn and soybean were not growing well due to the flooding. So if we set up the perennial buffer in this area may be used more productively. So if we should plant shrub or flower or bioenergy grass or forage grass, this may provide the improvement of ecological or cultural functions. Or the farmer can get more additional profit. However, the farmer are unlikely to adapt the practice because the economic benefit was not guaranteed. The economic benefit of a perennial buffer was not guaranteed. So in this experiment, the objective was to test perennial grass production system on less productive area and to provide information whether perennial grass systems is better on marginal farmland compared to the annual crop rotation. The field experiment was located in Urbana, Illinois, and the experiment was conducted from 2014 to 2016. This location had gradual slope and also had a conventional crop rotation of corn and soybean on the upper portion, and then our research plot, and then situated next to a water drainage way. Experimental design was a split plot design with a full replication. For bioenergy and forage system, cool and warm season grasses used as a plant material, while for control, we analyzed both a conventional crop rotation of corn and soybean and then conventional corn and soybean rotation with the cover crop. For two controls, follow the fertilization at the recommended rate while no fertilization was applied to forage and bioenergy system. This is table showing the grass monoculture and polyculture tested in this field evaluation. I just want to point out one thing. The monoculture forage system consists of the cool season grass, while the polyculture forage system was composed of cool and warm season grass mixture. Biomass from bioenergy system was harvested after killing frost. The forage system was harvested twice per year to model how our forage system would work. Water samples also were collected three times per year to analyze nitrate concentration and how the nitrate concentration may change throughout the season. Here is the result. Annual biomass yield was 12 megagrams per hectare in the bioenergy system, while the forage system produced annually 6 megagrams per hectare. There is no difference in biomass yield between monoculture and polyculture in both systems. However, monoculture forage system yields decreased in 2016. For example, in 2016, monoculture forage system did not produce as high of a biomass yield as the previous year. The reason for this observation was due to the temperature, fertilization, and precipitation. For example, in 2016, compared to the 2015 high temperature, the average temperature was higher than 2015, and also high temperature during after first harvesting, the high temperature during June to August could have impacted the biomass yield potential of Christian grass in forage system, and also as well as no fertilization and precipitation could affect the biomass yield potential in the monoculture forage system. Regarding N concentration, as we can see, the forage system showed higher nitrate concentration than biomass system. This is because of harvest timing. In biomass system, biomass was harvested after killing first when the nutrients such as the nitrogen had the ability to translocate from the stem to the root area. That's the reason there was a low nitrate concentration in bioenergy system. And also nitrate removal rate, high nitrogen removal rate was observed in forage system. This is because the high nitrogen removal in forage system was resulted from the high nitrogen concentration in the forage system. Another question we were interested in was how the nitrate level changed throughout the season. So this graph shows the nitrate concentration under corn, soybean, and bioenergy and forage system. But I would like to point out one thing. In this experiment, was not fully account for the nitrate concentration changed with the seasonal fluctuation. So we cannot assume how much nitrate was uptaken up to the by plant or how much nitrate was reached in the soil. But at least we can compare nitrate concentration among the treatment at each time point. So, in this graph, 2015, corn soybean rotation showed higher nitrate concentration than bioenergy and forage system. Similar to the 2015, the high nitrate concentration was observed in corn and soybean plot. Especially when you look at corn and soybean rotation plot, this red bar indicates the conventional crop rotation of corn and soybean. This blue bar indicates corn and soybean rotation with the cover crop. So when you're looking at the corn and soybean rotation plot, as we see, during the spring to fall, high nitrate concentration was observed in the corn and soybean rotation when compared to the corn soybean rotation with the cover crop. The reason for this observation is because of the cover crop. Before harvesting corn and soybean, the cover crop was established in this area. So the cover crop reduced the nitrate leaching. So with the addition of cover crop establishment, the available nitrate in the soil were being utilized or had a lower chance of leaching. And also, when you're looking at this graph, bioenergy forage system showed lower nitrate concentration than corn and soybean rotation. Similar to 2015, 2016, we can see the similar the trend in the nitrate concentration level. The reason is the bioenergy and forage grass generally are able to continue using water and nutrients in late winter, fall or winter, and while also they begin uptake process in early spring. That's the reason there is low nitrate concentration was observed in the bioenergy and forage grass system. And also this graph shows that nitrate concentration across all variable. And when we specifically looking at the forage system, even though there was no significantly difference in nitrate concentration during the spring to the fall. However, in general, we can see there is a trend, the nitrate concentration decreased from spring to the fall. This reason is because this reason might be due to the type of vegetation and harvest management. So for example, in our forage system, we harvest biomass yield twice per year. So after first harvesting in spring, the forage grass, they trying to regrowth again, so they scavenge more nutrients from the soil. That's the reason a little bit more slope the decrease the nitrate concentration from spring to fall. And also we can assume the type of vegetation and harvest management could improve the capacity of the perennial buffer strip in nutrient removal. So in summary, bioenergy and forage grass system annually produced 12 megagram per hectare and 6 megagram per hectare the biomass yield and respectively. And also monoculture grass system with the C4 cool season grass might not be suitable for in this location. In spring, corn and soybean rotation with the cover crop showed lower nitrate concentration than corn soybean rotation without cover crops. During experimental period, lower nitrate concentration were observed in bioenergy and forage system and when compared to corn and soybean system. And also, we assume that this data this will be helpful for estimate the economic benefit further of the perennial buffer system. And thank you.
We have time for one question or so, maybe two if they're short.
Yeah.
When did you put your nutrients on for your corn and soybean rotation, and did you soil sample before or after you put your nitrogen on?
So your question is when I fertilized the nitrate in the
for your corn.
Corn. We planting the May.
Yes.
We planting fertilizer in May.
And then when did you test your
nitrate concentration?
Uh-huh.
We are after that.
After application.
After application, or sometime before the application, nitrate concentration. Because we are a water sample collected after more than one inch heavy rain. So 1 inch heavy rain. So this is more. Flexible. Maybe your question is my data in corn soybean rotation. Maybe this high concentration in corn soybean location is maybe affected by after fertilization. If I collect water sample, that's definitely we can get the high nitrate concentration. But in this system, except one time, we just collect water sample before fertilization. So maybe.
So you have not measured the nitrate concentration in the soil.
Yeah, I did, but I did not show that in this presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you.